我们的神带给我们的一个救恩是一个是一个叫我们欢乐的一个救恩。
So the salvation that God gave to us is the salvation of joy.
我们都很熟悉那个路加福音十五章。
So we are also very familiar with Luke chapter 15.
你看到那个浪子回头之后。
So after you read the story of the prodigal son.
他以为自己就做一个雇工就好了。
So he thought at the first time that he would be happy being a servant of his father.
但上帝说，他的父亲说不是。
But to his big surprise, the father
said, "No, 你不是雇工，你是我的儿子。
You are not a servant, you are my son."
然后就给他戴上戒指，给他配上外袍，给他很多的东西。
And then put on a ring, and then rope him with a honorable garment and any other riches.
然后吩咐仆人宰了那个牛犊。
And then he bid the servant to slaughter the cow.
然后他们要吃喝快乐。
And then they will have a feast.
这是很清楚的一个信息。
So this is very obvious.
假如我们信主之后。
Message. And after we become a Christian.
我们还是在愁苦中。
If you still live in sadness,
那绝对不是上帝的意思。
So we know for sure this is not the will of God.
在罗马书第五章。
So according to Romans chapter 5,
也是这样讲的。
And then it has the similar message.
我读给你们听听。
And let me read it to you.
第五章第十节。
Verse 10.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，得与神和好。
While we were enemy of God, and then God already will that will be will we become his sons.
就是我们借着神儿子与神和好。
And through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we are going to reconcile to him.
就更要因为他的生得救。
So therefore, because of his resurrection, we will be saved.
不单如此。
And moreover,
我们借着我主耶稣基督的与神和好。
By virtue of Jesus Christ, we are once more again reconciled with God.
也就要借着他与神为乐。
And then we are going to rejoice in him.
所以这个很清楚的。
So this is a very evident message.
我希望我们这里的弟兄姐妹不单我们成为一个主爱之家。
So it's my hope that not only that this church become the house of Christ's love.
我也希望大家能够成为一个欢乐之家。
So it's my prayer for hope that this is a house of joy.
这是上帝要给我们的一种恩典。
Because this is the grace that God determined to give to us.
我们来看一节的一段的圣经。
So let us review a passage in the scripture.
也许我们先来看尼希米第十二章。第四十三节。
And let's read Nehemiah chapter
十二章。
Chapter 12.
第四十三节。
And verse 43.
本来我要读到从二十七读到那个四十七的。
And I was planning to read from 27 to 47.
不过我们先来留意第一个地方四十三节。
Let us focus our attention.On verse 43.
我们找到之后了，我们来一起来读四十三节。
And then we're going to read together.
你可以用国语。
Chapter 12.
可以用国语，可以用英文。我们一起来读四十三节。那日，众人献大祭而欢乐，因为神使他们大大欢乐，连妇女带孩童也都欢乐。甚至耶路撒冷中的欢乐声到远处。
And on that day, they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because of God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced. The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away.
这一节圣经里面提到有三次的欢乐。
So this verse talk about the three aspects of joy.
第一个地方是说他们献大祭而欢乐。
The first joy is out of offering a great sacrifices.
献大祭而欢乐。
Great sacrifices.
这是一个欢乐的原因。
So this is one reason for being joyful.
当他们献大祭。
So after they
行高层之礼的时候
，the Greek sacrifices，
他们有所献上的时候
，so when they have something to offer to God，
他们快乐。
And for that reason, they rejoice。
我记得了，我最大的出信主之后不久，我曾经一个很大很大的快乐。
And I remember, and shortly after I become a Christian, I experienced a great joy。
我整个晚上都在唱一首歌。
So for the whole night, I was singing a hymn.
越唱越喜乐。
And then the more I sing, the more joy.
那个时候是什么呢？是什么时候呢
？What was that time? What's that moment?
那个晚上，我决定把我一生来奉献给上帝。
Because on that evening, I resolved to dedicate my whole life to the Lord.
一生侍奉他。
So to serve him.
那个是1960几年的时候。
In the 60s,
几十年了，转眼。
So several decades has passed.
我感谢神那个晚上。
And I give thanks to God for that evening.
我把自己奉献。
Because I sacrificed.
原来奉献是个最快乐的事情。
And then I found out that sacrifice and then dedicate my life to God is the most joyful thing.
这是个秘诀。
And this is a mystery.
他们献大祭而欢乐。
Because these people, the children of God, offer great sacrifices.
第二个地方。
And the second aspect of their joy,
因为神使他们大大快乐。
And they rejoice because God had given them great joy.
有没有看到个很特别的地方
？Do you see what is important in this phrase?
是神使他们大大快乐。
It's God that gave them the great joy.
不是我要快乐。
Because not because I want to
be joyful. 不是我能够快乐。
Because not that I can be joyful.
乃是神叫我们快乐。
God calls us to be joyful.
这是很特别的。
And this is very important.
我刚才都讲过了，上帝的旨意是叫我们快乐。
So, as I just mentioned, it is God's will that we ought to be joyful.
这是同一个时候发生的。
So, this happened at the same time.
当我们献大祭的时候。
So, when we offer the great sacrifices.
当我们尊重神的时候。
And when we honor God.
神使我们大大
快乐。Then God calls us to be joyful.
另外呢，下面说连妇女带孩童也都快乐。
And then the Bible continues, the women and the children also rejoice.
甚至耶路撒冷中的欢乐声听到远处。
And even to the point that the sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away.
这是种散发出去的快乐。
So this is a joy that can spread out, that can influence other people.
原来欢乐是可以感染的。
And now we find out that joy is infectious.
是说你可以传递出去的。
So we can pass out to other people.
当我们欢乐的时候
，So when we rejoice in the Lord,
我们的欢乐可以传递出去的。
So our joy can spread all over the places.
我觉得这是很真实的事情。
So this is a very factual thing.
不但欢乐可以传递啊，
Not only
忧愁都可以。
The joy can spread out.
我觉得我们教会应该真的求神给我把这个恩典来赏赐给我们。
So it's my prayer that God may give us this grace that we are able to spread the joy to our immediate surroundings.
这里讲到三个快乐的原因。
So this talk about the three reasons for which we are able to be joyful.To offer great sacrifice.
神使我们快乐。
And God cause is the source of our joy.
我们互相影响，互相感染而快乐。
One another so that our joy can spread out.
然后在尼希米第八章的时候。
So when we come to Nehemiah chapter 8.
那里讲到他们因为明白神的话语。
So we talk about once they understand the word of God.
本来他们是很痛苦的。
So,originally, they were very,
尤其是听到神的话语的时候
But after they heard the word of God,
他们哭泣
And then they wept
因为他看到自己的罪恶
Because they saw their own, iniquities
看到自己的亏欠
And they saw about the really fall short of the glory of God And then they found out the inadequacy of themselves
但尼希米告诉他们
And then Nehemiah said
不要再哭泣了
Do not weep again
上帝的最重要的旨意
Because the most important will of God,
要我们喜乐
that is, He ought want us to be joyful.
所以圣经就这样记载
And this is what is recorded in the word of God.
他们因为明白了上帝的话语
And once they understand the word of God,
他们就喜乐
Then they become joyful.
所以讲到有四个原因。
So here we all together have four reasons.
不过呢，在尼希米第十二章里面
，and also in chapter 12，
除了这四个原因之外呢
，and apart from these four reasons，
我们还看到另外有三个很重要的原因。
And we can see another three reasons hidden in this chapter.
是我们可以欢乐的。
And we'll offer the reasons.
或者说，在这个当我们献大礼的时候
，So during the time when we offer the great sacrifice,
所带来的几个情况
，So what it ensure after we offer the great sacrifices?
然后我们可以在这种情况中也产生个喜乐的心
，And then from this situation.We are going to engender a spirit of joy.
所以我们今天呢，就特别注重这三个方面。
So we are going to focus on these three aspects.
刚才四个只是提点一下而已。
So the four reasons is just an introduction.
现在看不看其他让我们快乐的地方。
So let us look at the main reason for which we are able to be joyful.
来看二十七节。
And then let us focus on verse
27.
这
里说耶路撒冷城墙告成的时候，众民就把各处的利未人招到耶路撒冷，要称谢、歌唱、敲拔鼓丝、弹琴。欢欢喜喜的寻告成之礼。
Chapter 12, verse 27. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from where they live and were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully the dedication of the song of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres.
他们怎么寻告成之礼呢
？Now, how do they conduct the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem?
第一个地方呢，他们就请了很多歌唱的人来。
First, they sought out those singers all over the places.
在那里称谢、歌唱等等等等。
And they sing and give thanks to the Lord.
这是尼希米一个特别的安排。
So this is a special arrangement by Nehemiah.
事实上也是很容易理解的。
So it's not difficult to understand.
音乐确实叫我们的灵里面被提升到上帝的面前。
So we know the song have the ability to elevate our spirit in the presence of the Lord.
上帝赐给我们音乐。
God gave us music.
是要我们快乐的。
In order that we may be joyful.
当我们快乐的时候，少不了音乐的。
So if we want to be joyful, and it's hard to avoid music.
你看到在教会历史上很多很出名的音乐家。
So in the church history, we learn a lot of famous musicians.
都是很擅长于敬拜神。
So they know how to give thanks to God and offer worship to God.
在1685年的时候。
In 1685,
有两个很出名的音乐家同年出生的
very famous musician born on the same year.
一个就是 Bach,
one is a Bach,
一个就是 Handel,
and then the other one is Handel.
两个都是同一年出生的
So these two famous musicians born
in the same year. 这个 Bach 他被称为音乐之父
and Bach was named to be the father of music.
他们在教会里面要敬拜神。
So he used music to worship God in the church.
就产生了很美好的音乐。
So we now remember so many good music from Bach.
那个韩德尔更加了，我们唱的
Messiah. And it's very famous, especially for his Messiah.
啊，每次听，百听不厌的。
So you will never get sick of this music.
非常好的音乐。
So very wonderful music.
特别唱到 Hallelujah 的时候。
So when they sing to the chorus, Hallelujah.
充满了欢乐。
So joy filled with the.
其实敬拜神的时候。
So it's a moment when they worship God.
就会很自然产生美好的音乐。
So when you worship God, then it's naturally to generate a good music.
我自己很羡慕那些。 懂得唱歌的人。
So I'm always admire those who know how to sing.
懂得玩乐器的人。
And then who know how to play music instruments.
我是不懂。
So I don't know neither one.
所以刚才看到年轻人在带领唱诗。
So as I saw the young people and lead the congregation in singing.
我们要好好珍惜上帝给我们那种恩赐。
I really admire them, and we ought to treasure the gift that God has given to His church.
但是没最美好的音乐
，But the most beautiful music
是从我们愿意来向上帝来献礼献祭的时候所产生出来的。
Is our willingness to dedicate ourselves to the Lord?
当我们献祭的时候。
When we sacrifice,
行高层之礼
and then we go through the
向他感恩
ceremonies,
那个音乐就出来
and give thanks to God, and the music will naturally come out from our mouth.
尼希米知道
So Nehemiah knew this secret.
我们可以透过音乐来享受从上而来的那种快乐
and we can enjoy the joy that God gave to us through music.
但是有个地方我们要注意
But there's one thing we ought to pay attention.
就是尼希米，他对他当时的领袖对音乐有一个特别的一种预备的。
So that is Nehemiah and have prepared the church leaders.
或者说有一种态很好的态度。
And with a very positive attitude.
我想不晓得今天我们教会的领袖。怎么来看音乐
So I don't know what is today's church leaders how they view music.
以前人的人看音乐了，一般都比那个祭司立位人低一点。
So in the past, historically, and those who emphasize on music was considered as a little bit lower than priests.
音乐歌唱的人只是被分派去做些仪式而已。
So the singers is really a person appointed to go through some kind of liturgy.
但是立位人、祭司，神特别的看重他们。
But the Levites and the priests are very highly regarded by God.
他们有自己的份。
And they have their own portion.
不过呢，这个到尼希米的时候。
But up to the time of Nehemiah.
有一个很特别的改变。
And there was a turnover.
我们来看那个四十七节。
And let's skip to verse 47.
这里说，当所罗巴伯和尼希米的时候，以色列众人将歌唱的、守门的、每日所当的份供给他们。这个很特别的一个描述。
And verse 7. So in the days of Zerubbabel.And Nehemiah, all Israel contribute the daily portion for the musicians and the gatekeepers. They also set aside the portion for other Levites, and the Levites set aside the portion for the descendants of Aaron.
后面就讲，利未人祭司也得他们的份。
And then the Levite and the priest will get their share.
你知道吗？这个我们看重音乐，我们看重音乐。这是很自然的事情。
So when we delighted in music, it seems very natural.
大家都明白了。
And everybody understands.
我们应该看重音乐。
So we have to emphasize on music.
但是当你说我看重音乐的时候
，But when we said we emphasize on music,
你怎么看重呢
？Now how do you express your emphasis?
当时他们就决定把他们的身份就提高了。
So at that moment, they determined to elevate the role of the musicians.
而且供养他们
and then also provide them with their provisions.
我不晓得今天的父母啊，有多少人真的愿意让他们的孩子好好的学音乐。
I don't know how many parents today really want their children to be a professional musician.
你说好啊，我们都给孩子学音乐的。
And you may say, okay, I gave them the opportunity to learn all kinds of instruments.
但是你有没有想过？让他们来用音乐来维持自己的生活呢
？So have you thought of it? Your children, when they tell you that they want to use the music as their future professions,
成为他一生的那个一生的事业了
，and become their lifelong career.
我们不一定这样的。
And we may not allow them to do so.
但是当我们说我们看重音乐的时候
，But when we said we are emphasized on music,
尼希米真的来供养他们，让他们可以全时间好好的来做好他音乐的那个部分。
And then Nehemiah provide them with their daily need so that they can focus on the music.
这是个非常重要的鼓励。
And this is a very important encouragement.
因为这些音乐人、歌唱的人被鼓励了。
Because the musician was encouraged,
就产生那个结果。
And then it come out with a result.
我们来看一个地方。
So let us look at,
还是第二十二十八二十九。
We look at verse 28 and 29.
这里说，歌唱的人从耶路撒冷的周围和尼陀发的村庄等等等等。
So it says the musician also brought together from the region around Jerusalem, from the villages of Neto.
然后到二十九节后面。
And then at the end of the verse 29.
因为歌唱的人在耶路撒冷四围为自己立了村庄。
And then it says, for the musicians had built villages for themselves around Jerusalem.
这里一个很特别的一个情况。
So this is a very unusual situation.
当那些歌唱的人、音乐人被鼓励之后
，So when these musicians were encouraged,
他们就做了一件很特别的事。
So they do a very extraordinary thing.
他们就在耶路撒冷的四围立了村庄。
And then they set up their own villages.Around the perimeters,
这是住在周围
，and then they live around the holy city.
这个是很特别的事情。
So this is very special. I don't know whether it's noticed or not.
假如你看第十一章，你看到一个地方。
So if you go back to chapter 11, you will.
十一章的第一节。
So verse 1 of chapter 11.
这里说百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷。
So we talk about the leaders of the people live it.Inside Jerusalem,
其余的百姓祭迁，每十人中使一人住在圣城耶路撒冷。
And then for the rest of the people, every one from ten of them will live in the holy city of Jerusalem.
换句话说，当时没有人愿意住在耶路撒冷。
So it seemed to indicate that no one really wanted to live it in Jerusalem.
所以你是首领，你必须住在当中。
But you are leaders, you ought to live it inside Jerusalem.
因为这是你的责任。
Because this is your duty.
你要住在里面。
And you have to live inside.
然后呢，那些百姓呢
？And then the people.
就每十个人就抽签来住在里面。
So 10% of them by lot has to be assigned.
为什么要这样呢
？To Jerusalem, why?
因为住当时那个耶路撒冷刚刚盖起来
，because at that time the Jerusalem was begin to rebuild，
可以讲百废待举，很多事情要重新再来。
So everything is really start from beginning。
还有很多敌人还是虎视眈眈的看着这个。
And then all the enemies are eyeing on this city。
所以没有人愿意这样做。
So no one.Is willing to live in Jerusalem.
抽签要这样子。
So therefore, they have to pick people by lot.
但是
，but
歌唱的人
，but the singers，
他们却愿意围绕着在耶路撒冷的墙外来建立村庄。
And they're willing to build their own villages around the perimeters of the city of Jerusalem.
这是一个很特别的情况。
So this is a very peculiar situation.
好，我们也看到一个欢乐的一个连锁的现象。
So we can see some kind of a chain reaction about how to be joyful.
当不一定是唱歌的人啊。
So not is it just more than the singers?
在任何人在教会里面。
So everyone, not just a singer in the church.
当他们被鼓励的时候
，So when they were encouraged,
他们也会励志的，会自己会好。
And they will make resolution to desire to be joyful.
然后整件事情又在被提升起来了。
So the whole thing become a positive feedback, And then the whole church was elevated to a joyful environment.
就产生一对很好的乐队。
So it will, as a result, generate a choir.
这个鼓励或者被鼓励。
So the encouragement of being encouraged.
可能产生在一个乐队一个音乐人的身上。
Maybe happen in a musician.
也可能产生在讲道的人身上。
Or maybe happen in those who preach the word.
可能产生在教主日学的人身上。
Or maybe happen in the lives of the Sunday school teachers.
我觉得当然音乐可以让我们快乐。
So we know that music can cause us to be joyful.
其实也不一定的。
But not necessary all the time.
有些音乐就要我们睡觉的。
So some of the music will cause you lullaby.
有些音乐叫我们很不舒服的。
And some music cause you to be feel uncomfortable.
所以音乐本身它不一定产生什么意义。
So music in and by itself may not have meaning.
但是当有一群人
，But as long as you have a group of people,
他们被鼓励了
，And they were encouraged.
他们被看中了
，And they were highly regarded.
他们有一种自发的一种生命力量。
A sort of a aspiration,
就产生了一种力量出来。
And therefore, it engender a strength.
我很相信。
So I truly believe.
我们的年轻人。
And our young people.
那么愿意来侍奉神。
And you're willing to serve.
常有人愿意给他们鼓励。
So if you can encourage these young people.
给他们这种支持。
And give them the support.
他们会被鼓励。
And they will be encouraged.
那种音乐会越来越好。
And then the music will getting better and better.
同样。
In the same manner.
站在这里讲道的人。
So for those who preach the word of God.
也需要被鼓励的。
And we all need to be encouraged.
在或者说教主日学的人。
Or maybe the Sunday school teacher.
等等其他的人。
And then all the co-workers need to be encouraged.
一个欢乐的教会。
So a joyful church.
应该这样说。
Is a church.
是个常有鼓励的一个教会。
That is a place where people get a respective encouragement.
我们来看四十四节。
And let's jump to verse
十二章四十四节。
44。
四十四节呢？当日派人管理库房，将举次搓熟之物和所取的十分之一，就是按各城田地照律法所定归给祭司和利未人，的份，都收在里头，犹大人因祭司和利未人供职就宽乐了。
Verse 44, at the time men were appointed to be in charge of the storerooms for the contribution, first fruits and tithes. From the fields around the town, they were to bring into storerooms the portions required by law for the priests and Levites, for Judah was pleased with the ministering priests and Levites.
弟兄姐妹，有没有看到？当人看到祭司、利未人供职的时候，就欢乐了。
So you notice that when people saw the priests and the Levites minister the worshiping of the Lord, people will be joyful.
弟兄姐妹，在教会里面有一个欢乐的秘诀。
So there's a secret of being joyful in church.
除了我刚才提到的。被鼓励的时候
So apart from what I just mentioned about the encouragement,
在这里我们看到就有一群人
And here we see a group of people,
他们是按照自己的位分
So they carry out their duty according to their position,
就尽力的去做好自己应该做的那个位分
And then they carry out their duty with an all out effort,
然后大家就快乐
And as a result, the congregation become joyful.
有没有一种经验啊？
Do you have this kind of experiences?
哦，我是有这个经验。
And I do.
当我看见一些同工真的尽他所能去做每一件事情的时候
，When I saw my co-workers try their very best to finish up their assignment and duty,
不管他们做得好不好
，And whether they are doing good or Whether what is kind
当我看见他们尽力的时候
，But when I saw them to put their all-out effort，
我就会很快乐。
I become joyful。
不晓得你们有没有这个
？I don't know whether you have this kind of experiences or not。
但相反呢
？But on the contrary，
很多时候一种的冲突
But many times when there's a conflict arises among our brothers and sisters and unpleasant things happen among us
常常都是发生于某某人有了那个岗位有了那个位份却不尽力去做
And many times it happened in the instances when people holding the office but do not do their all our effort
总是差了一点点
Always fall short of a little bit.
总是那一点点
And it is this little bit.
你会发觉那一点点就成为很多问题的所在
That caused the source of the problem.
是不是啊
Do you agree?
其实不单是教会啊
So not just church.
在家庭也是
And even in the family.
他应该做的
So something you ought to do.
就是差了一点点
But you're not doing completely.
这有问题
It is this deficit that causing problem.On the contrary,
在教会里面
in the church,
我们彼此鼓励
However, if we encourage one another,
每一个在岗位上的人
So everyone who holds the office
都百分之百的
And give a 100% dedication to your job
完全尽力来做的
And do your best to fulfill your duty
我们就会快乐的
Then the whole church
试试
will be joyful And if you don't believe it, you can try it
很特别的
This is a very interesting
好第二个地方
Secondly,
我们再回到第二十七节
and then we go back to verse 27.
耶路撒冷城墙告成的时候，众民就把各处的利未人召到耶路撒冷。
And then they talk about during the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, all the people call upon the singers.
请大家注意，这个不是尼希米把利未人叫来。
So please pay attention. It's not Nehemiah.The leader called his people to come to Jerusalem.
也不是以斯拉把人叫来。
And it's not Ezra to call his people to gather together.
是谁
？Who do the job？
是众民。
The people.
这是很特别的。
So this is a not a small thing.
这是当时有一种特别的气氛。
So because they have a certain culture.
所有的会众都起来了。
And all the people will rise up.
你知道啊，在教会里面呢、啊，要领袖来推啊，要拉、啊、那个叫事倍功半。
So we know when we minister the business and church, if all the jobs are pushed by the leaders, then you double your effort, but only get half of the result.
因为很多时间、精神、力量都放在要推、要拉、要还也就还不成功。
The leaders spend so much energy and effort.During the promotion.
但假如会友都起来了
But think about this. If all the congregation and then they rise up and automatically.
那个是一个非常重要的在教会里面这种欢乐的一个根源、啊、
Is it the very interesting dynamic become a source of the joy?
我在第十一章的时候
So if you go back to chapter 11,
我看到有一句很重要的话
So there's a verse which is very important that caught my eyes.
第十一章的第二节
That is verse, the second verse of chapter 11.
那里前面都刚才读讲过了，百姓跟有十分之一的人要住在耶路撒冷。
So I just mentioned that the people, one tenth of them,are assigned to live inside Jerusalem.
然后第二节
And then come to verse 2.
凡甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷的百姓都为他们祝福。
Have you noticed this? For those who are willingly living inside Jerusalem will be greatly blessed.
这里说百姓为那些领袖祝福。
And this talk about is that the people who pray And bless the leaders.
百姓为那些抽中了要住在耶路撒冷的人祝福。
And then these people pray for those who willingly live it in Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就要重新来思考我们在教会里面的身份啊。
So it's worth our while to think about our role in church.
今天有人说在教会里面只有十分之一十分之一或者十分之二的人来侍奉神的。
So it is commonly to say that one-tenth of the congregation do 100% of the job.
然后其他的人都是去做礼拜的，做来礼拜的。
And then the rest of people just are bystanders.
这个不对。
And this is wrong.
这个不对。
And this is a categorically wrong. If your body,
你的身体,
your body,
只有 10%, 20% 是动的了, 就糟糕了。
So if your body, only 10% of it are movable, then you are in big trouble.
你要不要了你的身体 20%在动?
Do you want your body to be just movable?
没有。
Only 10% of it, no.
我们要我们每一个细胞都在动。
We want every cell inside our body is doing their job and function properly.
那就健康了。
And this is what health means.
那就快乐了。
And when you have health, you will be happy.
这是很重要。
So this is important.
弟兄姐妹想想我们在我们所谓的百姓的那个身份。
So if you think about we are the people,
我觉得有几件事情可以让大家可以参考。
So maybe there are a few things I would like to offer to you for your consideration.
有一件事情你可以参与的。
And one thing you want to keep in mind.
就是祝福那些领袖。
That is, you can pray and bless the leaders of the church.
祝福那些在讲台上参与侍奉的人。
And bless those who stood before the pulpit and delivered the word of God.
为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
还有呢, 参与。 回应,
and then participate and respond.
当那个带领诗歌的人在带领诗歌的时候,
to those who lead the music,
唱大声一点,
and maybe you sing louder.
回应,
respond positively. This is very important.
对于唱歌的人, 我不敢, 我没有这个经验.
So I don't have much to share about music.
我讲到我就很有经验.
But as when it comes to preaching,
你们来看着我,
experience. If you look at
有时候是点点头,
and maybe you nod your head,
千万不要看手表,
and please do not look at your watch.
这个要走互动很重要的,
so this interaction is very important to the preacher.
我一看见人看手表, 我就,
so when I saw people look at their own watch,
不想讲下去了,
my heart sank.
免得耽误了别人,
so I just thinking maybe my preaching is too long.
这个祝福就是可以用各种的方法,
so blessing can come in different ways.
有时候一句话,
or maybe one word.
很重要,
very important.
最近呢, 我在我的 office, 我拿起, 有电话响了,
so recently in my office, the phone rang.
我听了电话,
I pick up the phone.
原来他是找错了,
so actually he was making a wrong phone call.
他是问关于, 缴生书局的事情,
so actually he directed to the wrong department. Actually he called to the
缴生的 bookstore.
So if you look for the book department, you should not go come to the chief leader of the organization. But I pick up the phone anyway.
那我就告诉他，哦，这里这个缴生书局啦，已经搬到福音广场啦，就叫他怎么去等等。
And then I told them the bookstore has moved to the to the other places, and I also gave them the direction as to how to get there.
我不认识那个人,
I don't know this person.
但是他既然问, 我就回答他。
Since he asked, I respond.
然后我答完之后, 他停一下。
So after we finished our conversation, he paused.
他说, 你是不是劳牧师啊?
Are you Pastor Low?
我说是啊。
I said, yes, I am.
他又停了一下。
And then he paused again.
他说劳牧师,
and then Pastor Low,
你做了很好的工作,
so you have done a good job for the Lord.
哎呀，我本来我打不这个年纪啊, 你赞赏我也好, 你批评我也好, 已经没关系的。
So actually, up to my this age, whether you praise me or criticize me, actually I don't really care.
不晓得为什么那次他这样讲的时候,
so to my surprise, on that instance, and when he or she said this,
我有个很大的激动,
and then I was so moved.
幸好他在电话那一方看不见我的表情。
So since he, this person was on the other end of the line, so this person was not able to see my emotion.
原来那么句简单的话,
and such a simple word.
劳牧师你做了很好的工作,
and then Pastor Low, you have done a good job.
那么简单的句话,
very simple.
竟然 让我真的很激动。
And encourage me and move my heart.
啊，原来我都需要鼓励的。
And then I discovered that I need to be
encouraged too. 我觉得在教会里面。
And I think in the church.
你可以祝福别人。
So if you have the habit to bless other people.
有时候可能是很简单的一句话。
Maybe it's a very simple things.
这个是百姓可能够做的。
So these are the things that the people can do.
人人都可以做。
Everyone can do in the church.
还有呢，最近呢。也有另外一个人祝福了我。
And then recently, there's a person who blessed me.
他是一位医生。
And this person was a doctor.
81岁。
81 years old.
退休的医生。
Retired doctor.
那个时候他的膝盖做了手术。
And then he just went through a knee operation.
他走路还是要拿着拐杖。
So we walked with a cane.
他为我们做为我而被矫正做了件什么事呢
？So what did he?What did this person do for my organization?
他真的祝福了角色。
Because he blessed our organization.
不晓得大家知不知道了？最近我们买了那个福音广场。
So maybe you already know that recently we have bought the Gospel Mall in Flushing.
那个是570万的一个很大的一个 project.
So it is a very expensive project.
这个很感恩的。
So I have all the reason to give thanks to God.
竟然我们可以 zero down, 不用付任何钱就可以把它买下。
So right now we own this place without any mortgage.
我不是 mortgage, 就是那个 down payment.
Oh, down payment. Zero down payment.
就是本来我们想啊筹款去买这个地方。
So my original plan was we have a fundraising.In order to get enough money to buy, to purchase this place.
结果呢，我们筹到66万。
And then we have collected $660,000.
可以够我们装修买仪器。
Which is enough for us to renovate and purchase equipment.
所以神没有透过奉献来帮助这个。
So in this case, God did help us, did not.Go through the offering channel.
后来呢，我们就想，好，不要紧，我反正，我们材料汤的那个栋楼，这个地区都在改了，不是完全是中国人的地区了。
So, I thought that in the China Nong office, and because the environment change is no longer a pure Chinese community,
我们就把那个 building 卖掉，然后买一个小的在 China Town.
And then we sold the big building.And in return, we buy a smaller building in Chinatown.
然后就把 cash 就付这边了。
And then the cash that we gain from this exchange will help to finance this new building.
但是神也不是用这个方法。
And God was not necessary to use this method.
我们各加钱总是差一点点。
So every time we always fall short of a little bit.
所以我们还没有卖成功。那没有卖成功，怎么 closing 呢
？So therefore, we are not able to sell this place. But without selling this place, how am I going to buy this new building?
那神用了别的方法。
Because God has His own plan.
那是什么方法呢
？What kind of God's plan?
那个方法就是，我对银行说。
And the way to finance the building is that I.Went to the banker.
可不可以我们来评估一下我们有拥有的两个物业
？So can we just
appraise
the two buildings that we have already owned?
Chinatown 的跟那个 Horace Harding 长岛公路的。
The one in Chinatown and the one in the Long Island.
然后就买那个地方也来评估一下。
And then we appraise the building that we are.About to purchase.
然后呢，竟然三个 building 都涨价了。
And then we discover that three buildings altogether have been appreciated.
这是上帝的工作。
So this is the work of God.
银行觉得我们过去的 record， 我们的记录。
And the banker consider our past record.
还有我们三个地方加起来的那个价值。
And then the valuation of three buildings.
我们可以不用付首期都可以买。
And then the bank allow us to purchase this new place without down payment.
这个过程真是很奇妙。
So if I look back, this process is very amazing.
但是银行让我们不用给那个当 payment， 但是每个月还是要供 mortgage。
So even though we don't have to put out the down payment, but every month we still need to pay the mortgage.
好，我就讲回刚才讲那个医生。
And then I go back to the doctor, the retired doctor,
81岁的医生。
Who was 81 years old.
有一天他打电话给我。
And one day he called me on the phone.
他说他有一个老朋友，真的老朋友，跟他同年纪的。
And then he told me that he has an old friend, a really old.
他要设立一个 living trust.
And this old friend of the doctor want to set up a living trust.
要奉献给角圣。
And use that as a way to offer to
就是在买那个 building 的时间。
And that was happening in the time when we are about to make a purchase.
然后就请这位老医生啊，他的朋友，他叫 trustee.
And then the friend of this old doctor became our trustee.
然后呢，那个老人家在离开世界之前，大概一两个月。
So it's a 1 or 2 months before he died.
就把那个 living trust 办好了。
And then he finished up the instruments of the living trust.
还是在 ICU 出来之后办好的。ICU 就是要他曾经在非常危险的，差不多要、oh. 要离开。
So he signed his name when he was in a emergency room.
我还是在床前帮他传福音，给他受洗。请律师来拉了这个 living trust.
I remember I spread the gospel to him, and then baptized him, and then tell him about Jesus and his hope.
然后很快他就离开世界。
And then quickly he departed from this world.
但是这位老医生
，But this old doctor of mine，
我看到他的时候，我觉得很感动。
So I feel very moved when I saw him.
你知道什么叫 trustee 吗
？Do you know what does trustee mean？
Trustee 的就是意思要办很多很多的手续的。
A trustee has did a great deal after a person died.
要到银行处理很多问题的。
And you have to go to the bank and to deal with all the things.
那么年纪大，
many many things.
还拿着拐杖。
And then he was too old and walked with a cane and then do all these things.
一件一件事情帮助我们。
And one after one, they help us to finish this deal.
我看到的时候
，When I saw him，
我真的有一种被祝福的感觉。
And then I feel I'm really blessed.
不但上帝祝福了我们
，Not only God bless me。
所以这个有150万的一个
，So
一个
we have
$1.5 billion。这是从来没有发生过的事。
So this thing never happened to me。
这是上帝的工作。
So this is the outworking of God。
最少我们 pay mortgage 有段时间我睡得着了。
So at least I can sleep well。
但是我
even when
我会纪念这位弟兄。
But I always remember this brother。
他的价值
，and his value。
他的爱心
，and his love。
他的祝福。
And it's a blessing.
跟那一百五十万是相等。
So it's equivalent to this big sum of money he offered.
我觉得有些时候我们不一定有某些程度的能力可以帮助人。
So we know that many times we thought that we have don't have certain capacity to help other people.
但假如我们愿意。
But as long as we are willing,
总是可以找到机会。
And there will be opportunities.
啊，我讲这方面讲的太多。
So this is my testimony.
不过我觉得我们作为众民，作为百姓，
这
是可以祝福。
What I try to emphasize as a people of God, as an ordinary congregation, we are able to bless our.
当我们这样做的时候
，So when we do so,
我们自然有一种说不出来的欢乐。
Then there will be an outflowing of joy.
我希望我们的领袖。我们的弟兄姐妹
and I pray for your leaders and also the brothers and sisters. We all together love this church.
最后
lastly,
讲一个欢乐的原因
and I'd like to mention another reason for being joyful.
那个欢乐的原因呢，就是他们在我们看三十节
and let's focus on verse 30.
祭司和利未人就洁净自己，也洁净百姓和城门并城墙。
And when the priests and Levites had purified themselves ceremonially, they purified the people, the gates, and the wall.
当我们讲到在教会里面成为一个欢乐的群体，一个欢乐的教会的时候，我们不能够离开一个真理。
So when we talk about a joyful community, it's hard for us to neglect one of the basic principles.
那就是洁净。
That is purification.
祭司利未人洁净自己。
And the priests and the Levites purify themselves.
然后洁净百姓。
And then they purify the people.
洁净那个城门城墙。
And the gates and the wall.
一个不去对付罪的那种快乐。
So if you neglect to deal with your sin,
不是最好。
Those kind of joy is not the best joy.
也不可能有。
And it is also impossible to have joy.
所以在这个高墙治理里面。
So in the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem,
这个尼希米必须要做一件事情。
And Nehemiah need to do one important thing.
就是洁净。
That is to purify the priests by themselves.
一种完全美好的欢乐的一种教会的生活了。
So they may become blemishless so that the joy of church can arose.
我们要常常在神面前洁净。
So we have to constantly, continuously purify ourselves in the presence of the Lord to make ourselves holy.
寻求赦免。
And then ask for forgiveness.
然后赦免别人。
And then to forgive other people.
洁净别人。
And to purify other people.
这个是很重要的。
And this is awfully important.
我有一个弟兄，非常好的弟兄。
And I knew of a brother.
他每一个月还定期的奉献1000块给角圣。
So he constantly, regularly,Offer $1,000 to CCHC, my organization. So it is a brother who did this by willingness. But one day he talked to me.
他说老牧师
And Pastor Lo,
我不想参加诗班
And I do not want to participate in the choir singing.
我说为什么不参加诗班
And I said, why?
我想参加也没有资格
And even I want to do it, I am not qualified. So I'm not good at music. And what about you?
你为什么不参加呢?
Why you quit singing?
你知道他理由是什么吗?
Do you know what was his reason?
说老牧师，我很难跟那位姐妹一起站在诗班一起唱诗。
Because I find myself very difficult to stand side by side with another sister to sing together.
那位姐妹伤害我。
Because this sister had hurt me before,
很深
deeply.
所以没办法
So I'm not possible to sing alongside with her.
我不想你当你听到这样的一个情况，你怎么说
？So if you were me, what would your response be?
你要他继续去唱吗
？Do you force him to sing continuously?
但是我唱不出来。
And then he said, "Okay, I cannot do it."
怎么办
？Now what should we do?
我不晓得你们怎么办。
I don't know if you or me, what is your suggestion to them?
我觉得这件事情正好来说明我刚才讲那段圣经。
So, but this instance really tried to demonstrate what I just talked about.
这位弟兄很好的弟兄。
So this is a good brother, no question about that.
但是当他说我不能够跟他一起的时候。
But when he said I could not work with her.
基本上他觉得他不错。
So fundamentally, he view himself to be a good singer.
问题是他得罪了我。
And the problem is her, and she hurt me.
但是我们都知道。
And this is what we know.
没有一个完全人。
And there's no a perfect community.
我觉得假如这样的一个真理可以应用出来的话，就可以解决这个问题。
So if this truth can apply to our daily situation,Then all the problem will be evaporated.
假如这位弟兄
Now, just imagine,
他愿意去到神的面前
This brother willing to come before God
却路闯开的来面对神
And then boldly and openly and talk to God
我们就发觉我们也得罪过很多人
And then he probably will discover that he himself may hurt other people too. First of all, we hurt God. And we have so many iniquities.
然后我们得到上帝的赦免,
but we are forgiven by God. So is it precious? So I don't know whether you have this similar kind of experiences. So when we think about how much blessing, mercy that you have received from God.
如何的软弱,
when we think about our own weaknesses, our impurity, and yet God still forgive us,
我就知道如何来赦免,
then I begin to know how am I going to forgive other people.
我不晓得你们有没有这个经历。
So I don't know whether you have this kind of experience or not.
我是不敢去批评别人。
And I'm not there to criticize other people.
我总是希望多给机会那些曾经软弱过的人。
And I always try my best to give the opportunity to those people who have been weakened.
因为我也是这样蒙恩。
Because me too, we're in the same situation.
所以在这种情况之下,
so in this kind of situation,
最少你可以处理了你自己内心的那种情况。
One thing at least you can do is you can deal with your own sin.
你就能够快乐。
And then you will become joyful.
你能够畅实。
And then you will be relaxed.
我们不能够改变我们周围的环境。
So we know we cannot change the environment.
我们更加不能够改变我们周围的人。
And we cannot change other people.
但至少我可以改变我自己。
But at least you can change yourself.
我觉得这是很重要的。
So I think this is very important.
当然更宝贵的就是你去洁净别人，你也洁净他。
So of course the most treasurable thing is you purify other people on top of purifying yourself.
我自己学一个功课。
So there's a lesson I learned that I want to share.
有时候我们很难会告诉别人我赦免了你。
So even though very difficult to talk to people, said, I forgive you. Very difficult to say.
不过呢，从我们能够很坦然的、很大声的、欢乐的歌唱。
But when we bear ourselves to the Lord, and then open our heart and sing to the and sing praise to the Lord.
那些得罪你的人,
and those who offend you,
他们会从我们的欢乐的歌声中来明白。
And then they will realize they too were forgiven through our singing.
有一次一位牧师说，假如你觉得某某人得罪你，
So one pastor said, I heard that if you think that someone already offended you,
你也愿意赦免他，
and you have the willingness to forgive him,
你就在圣餐的时候，
and then the one thing you can do is during the communion,
跟他去交换那个杯子吧，
so you can exchange the cup. During the Last Supper, and I've never saw people
大家都坐在哪里，不会exchange他的杯子。
And everybody just sit there, and no one will exchange the cup.
为什么呢？
Why?
其实不需要。
It is not necessary.
你赦免就是赦免。
If you forgive, then forgive.
你开怀的欢乐。
And open your heart.
你的就表明你的心里面再没有人伤害你了。
It is a representation, it's a manifestation of your forgiveness. This is the way you express your forgiveness. So first you will forgive yourself. And then you forgive other people. And this kind of joy becomes great. And I hope the house of the Christ love and it also can be called a house of joy.
记得吗? 记得了刚才几点吗?
Do you remember the few points that I mentioned?
彼此的鼓励。
First, encourage one another.
可能是鼓励音乐人。
Maybe you can encourage the singer.
让我们有好的音乐。
So that they can produce a good music.
也许是鼓励那些讲道的人。
Or maybe encourage the preachers.
让我们有 很好的 message,
so that we can have good message to listen.
做百姓的,
so as a
会众的,
congregation and people,
比从前主动一些,
and then we take initiation to bless those who are willingly to serve God.
然后, 彼此洁净。
And then we purify one another. Purify yourself first.
洁净别人。
And then purify other people.
让我们的教会。
So that this church
成为快乐的教会。
Become a church of great joy.
我们请低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。
And Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为你赐给我们的救恩。
Because the salvation that you have given us
真的能够叫我们快乐的救恩。
It's a salvation of joy.
主要帮助我们。
And help us.
真的像你的仆人雅各一样。
And just like your servant Jacob.
你不给他祝福。
And he said, if you don't give him blessing,
他就不离开。
And he will not depart from the place.
我们也存着这样的心。
So we can.We should have this similar attitude.
主啊，也求你这样来帮助。
And we urge you to help us.
主啊，让我们的教会
so that this church
成为一个充满了欢乐的教会
become a church filled with great joy.
主啊，让我们的教会
so let this church
带着欢乐
and with our joy.
主啊，我们就能够吸引更多的人
and as a result, we can attract many people to the Lord.
也得到这样的欢乐
and so that they can share the same joy.
主，垂听我们的祷告。
Will you listen to our prayer
帮助我们,
and help us?
这样祷告, 奉耶稣基督的圣名,
and thus we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.